Unit 44. Recording 58.
I'd like you to discuss some of the ways in which people try to protect the environment. Think and talk about the benefits of the different ways, and then decide which change to people's lifestyle would be most difficult to make.
So, what about bikes to rent?
You can hire bikes by the hour or the day in London, can't you? You collect them at one place at the beginning of your journey, and then leave them at another place near the end. They're trying to stop people using their cars. I think they're a great idea, and cycling helps people to keep fit.
I agree they're a good idea, but it often rains in London, and there aren't many cycle lanes, so cyclists are involved in quite a few accidents.
What about the idea of recycling plastic?
Yes, people have picked up on this idea very quickly, haven't they? I know my family were very keen on it. It seems such an obvious thing to do.
It does. Yes, we've always done it too. But I remember hearing on the news recently that we're recycling more plastic than our industries can reuse. So they're now exporting what we can't use to other countries.
Seems crazy, doesn't it? It must cost a fortune to export.
Yes, it must. What about energy from solar panels? Surely solar energy is the way forward. The sun's never going to stop shining.
Well, it is, but not for millions of years. The real problem with panels is that they're expensive to install, so it takes years to save the initial cost of installation.
I suppose you're right. But the energy itself is free, and it doesn't pollute the environment.
True, but what about people who live in cloudy countries?
As long as the sun shines for part of the time, it at least means people use less conventional fuel like electricity or gas.
One of my favorite ideas is getting people to buy all their fresh fruit and vegetables from local shops. I'm sure we'd all be a lot healthier if we did.
I agree. But sometimes fruit and vegetables are grown in other countries and are brought here by air. And planes are some of the worst air polluters. And not only that, the fruit and vegetables are more expensive because they've had to travel so far.
You're right. The issue of so-called food miles is being taken much more seriously than it was a few years ago. We do always try to buy local produce if we can. That's also a good way of supporting local farmers.
There's always the energy-saving light bulb. They're trying to ban the sale of traditional light bulbs because they're so wasteful of energy. But these new ones are much more expensive than the old ones.
But they do last much longer, an average of 7 years, apparently.
I know that, but they're not as bright as the old ones. I don't like them, I'm afraid.
So, which change do you think would be the most difficult for people to make?